Morning, everyone. Let's get started.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Morning, good morning, good morning.
So it all started first thing in the morning.
That's going to be huge in the morning.
Ooh, my head's going to be sore in the morning.
Okay, let's get this party started.
Did you remember to measure your blood sugar this morning?
Well, anyway, it's going to be a good day. Good morning.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
We're going to have another incredible show for you today, an incredible special guest, lots of really important issues we've got to address, including the WVU flu and his conflict of interest with the gambling industry. We're going there. Also, food trucks. If you own a food truck in the tri-state area and you would like to have your food truck in a residential area in Wheeling, looks like the Planning Commission is allowing it, at least according to David Delk. So my goal is to have as many food trucks as possible throughout every residential area of Wheeling because Howard Monroe's Planning Commission seems to have no problem with it. So we'll talk about that as well. But first, Ohio has some of the worst real estate taxes in the nation. At least it seems that way to citizens of Ohio. At least it seems that way to me. Let's just get right down to it. They're too high. We got to do something about them. And there are different groups now throughout the state of Ohio that are demanding that we have a constitutional amendment prohibiting the real estate taxes in Ohio, and instead replace it with something else. But the key is get rid of the real estate taxes in Ohio. We had Keith Davey on last week with his organization, and we've got someone else on here today, very special guest. Her name is Elaine Cross, and she is with AXOHTAX.com, AX Ohio Taxes, and she is helping to spearhead this drive throughout the state of Ohio, and we want to do everything that we can here at Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local to help with this movement, to help spread the word on Big Willie 105.5, on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, on Facebook, our Facebook live stream. You can actually see the show, although there's not much to see, quite frankly, but you can actually see this on Facebook, on the Dimitri profile page, also on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. So, hi. Told you there wasn't much to see, but you can see it. So our very special guest, Elaine Cross, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing there, Elaine?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Indeed. So tell me about, first, a little bit about you and your history so our listeners have a better sense of who this woman is.
Okay, well, the short and skinny is Hillary would consider me a deplorable, and Bernie would call me a clinger. So I like both religion and guns, you know, those two topics that you're not supposed to, or religion and politics, topics you're not supposed to bring up in polite company, but I say that's bullock. I think it's important for us to talk about both. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I have a degree in education, so been around a while, been in politics for about 16 years, and currently my passion is to end these property taxes because I think it's immoral to take someone's home to pay for essential services that we do want the government to pay. I'm not against paying taxes. I'm against those taxes being linked to someone's home that can then leave them homeless.
No question about it. A little bit more about you. You ran for office. The thing that really intrigued me is that you had a concealed carry fashion show. Tell me about that.
So a friend of mine, Amanda Suffolkel, who is actually on the NRA board right now, her and I have produced several of them. We wrote a book on how to produce a concealed carry fashion show because we think it's a fabulous way for a nonprofit or a small group to make some money and educate people on how to conceal carry. So basically, it's like your fashion show, only this isn't, you know, scantily clad. This is how do you use and conceal your weapon with a lot of the fabulous clothing, you know, holsters, purses. There's so many things out there to help you conceal your weapon. And it was a way for us to highlight those, let people see them in action, get a close-up look of them, and it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
What's the most interesting way for a woman to conceal her firearm? And, you know, as she's wrapped in different types of fashionable clothing. What's the most interesting way, the most unusual way?
Well, I guess I've been in this long enough, I can't think of something that's unusual. You know, us women, we are curvy and we are unique and we're different. So every woman has something that's comfortable for her. You can do anything from an appendix carry to something you might see in an old cop TV show with the holster that hangs underneath your arm, and purses, backpacks, things like that. There are several of them on the market that have special compartments just for your firearm, so they stay separated from your wallet and your tissues and whatever else you carry in your purse or your backpack. And a lot of those make it very nice, because that way you don't have to worry about people getting into it or children, that kind of thing. You just kitchen go in parents' purses anyway, but there's just a lot of different things, and there's something out there for everybody, and that's what the concealed carry fashion shows were about. There's something for you to help you carry. You know, this world is a weird place, and people do dangerous things, and a gun can level the playing field between a woman and a man, or frankly, a woman and anybody. You pull out your weapon and you're ready to use it, most people will back away.
Yeah, in the West they called it the great equalizer, which I think is great. Did you say you could have a concealed carry in your appendix?
Well, it's called appendix carry. That's where you have your holster within your belt, and it's in the front.
Oh.
Some people carry it in the back or on the hip.
All right.
It's called appendix carry because it's in the front of your pants versus your hip or your back.
All right. I was thinking, how on earth do you carry that? How on earth? Who do I have on here as a guest? Who is this woman? Okay. Fair enough. So, Elaine Cross, when did you first get interested in repeal? And by the way, I want to make sure I understand this. Your goal with, I'm going to say the URL, axohtax.com, axohiotax.com, but it's axohtax.com. When did you first become interested in repealing the real estate taxes in Ohio?
So we met as a group and early, maybe last, can't remember when our first meeting was. I had met Leonard Gilbert and Brian Massey when I was running for Congress in Lake County. I'm in Portage County, so the congressional district that I ran for covers five counties in Northeast Ohio: Portage, Geauga, Lake, Ashtabula, and Trumbull. So I was visiting all those counties, trying to talk to people and stir up some interest. And I met Leonard and Brian, and I met them at a group, and I walked into the group, and the group is talking about religion and politics. I'm like, these are my people, you know? And then Brian and Leonard started doing their presentation about property tax, and I was like, these are definitely my people. This is something that I've been very unhappy with for as long as I could. I've owned a home. Why do I have to keep paying rent to the government? And about, I don't know, maybe October, November, I can't remember if it was before the holidays or after the holidays. And to me it was the Holy Spirit said, hey, you should check and see what those guys are doing. And so I texted Brian Massey. I said, hey, what's going on? How are things going? Making any progress? He said, oh, we're having a meeting in 2 days. You want to come up? And I was like, absolutely. So I drove up to Lake County, and that was the beginning of what led to Axe Ohio Tax and the constitutional amendment. Now, we all shared our stories of trying to work with the legislature. I shared my story of working in politics. I have a lot of history in politics in Portage County and done a lot of things, worked with a lot of campaigns, and kind of understand that world. And the more we talked, the more we hashed out things that we had been tried, things that other people had tried, even the lawsuits, right? The DeRolf case that the Supreme Court said the way you fund schools is unconstitutional, and how they haven't really still fixed that. And it's just been, 25 years? And the first thing that got me into voting was the first time I ever voted when I was 18, there was a constitutional amendment on the ballot. And I was like, why are we amending the Constitution? It should be hard. But on this moment, this day, this meeting, we realized that if the legislature is not going to do their job, the reason we can modify the Constitution is because we can go around the legislature and go straight to the people.
Indeed. One question.
The legislature isn't doing it.
Yeah. One question regarding, was it the state Supreme Court with the DeVos ruling that said that property taxes to fund schools is unconstitutional?
It's DeRolf.
DeRolf, excuse me.
Yeah, R-O-L-P-H.
Okay.
E-R-O-L-P-H. Yes, it was the state, Ohio State Supreme Court said that the way they use property taxes and stuff, they didn't say it's all unconstitutional, because property taxes for schooling has been in our Constitution since our first Constitution. Ohio's had three constitutions, but every Constitution that we've had has had property taxes should fund schools.
All right, so it is constitutional.
It is, but the way they do it is not.
Okay, so why hasn't the legislature in Columbus then changed it? They've had a quarter century to do that.
Well, that's how politics works. If you think of the third rail for federal politics, Social Security, Medicare, politicians don't want to touch it. They don't want to look at it. They don't even see if there's any fraud, waste, or abuse, because if they start talking about it, people get scared that they're going to cut it and they won't get reelected. Politicians have two goals: to get reelected and to protect themselves. In Ohio politics, school funding, property taxes, that's their third rail. If they really dig into this, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's not that it's not going to be better on the other side, but the uncomfortable, painful part of the beginning, you know, you break your leg, it hurts. But if you go in to see the doctor, it's going to hurt a lot more as they set that leg, right? So if they're the elected official, when they actually do something to fix it and it causes pain, and that pain takes more than 2 years or a year and a half, they're not going to get reelected. So they diddle around the edges. Now, I like this bill that's up right now, the script bill, because it does give more authority to the county auditors to set the values. Because right now, politicians use plausible deniability. You go to your county auditor and you say, my house is overvalued. The county auditor says, what's the state's fault? You go to the state says, oh, your county auditor handles that. So they bounce it back and forth between each other, and nobody's responsible, and you're stuck with the bill.
And no question about that. So the politicians in both parties, I've got a hard break coming up here, so a simple yes or no is going to have to do. Would it be fair to say, based on all of your experience working with politicians, that there's actually damn little difference between most Democrats and most Republicans, that it really is the uniparty, and they just act as if that they're very different? Would that be fair to say, yes or no?
In this instance, yes.
Unbelievable. More with our very special guest, Elaine Cross. If you are concerned about high real estate taxes in Ohio, and if you want to eliminate real estate taxes in Ohio, this is the guest. This is the show. Share this everywhere. Let people know, because there's going to be a call to action here, and you're going to be able to do something about this. Her URL is axohtax.com, as in axohiotax.com, but it is axohtax.com. More with a very special guest, Elaine Cross, and what you can do about this, and how soon we can make this happen, and how likely it is to make this happen. All that is next.